This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Have you been paying attention to what's going on out in the city of Portland, Oregon? You're familiar with what happened in Seattle, Washington, not far from Portland, Oregon, right? When protesters took over those several square blocks, and they had the chop zone, and that broke up not that long ago. Well, in Portland, Oregon, they've had almost nightly protests every night for almost 2 months. Now, and it got out of control last night. No, actually, only a couple of hours ago. The mayor of Portland joined the protesters last night, and he was getting booed. And the president, Donald Trump, sent federal authorities there to try to get, some call them protests, others call them nightly riots, under control. That's the interesting thing about this time we're living in right now. Some would call what's happening protests. Others would call it riots. Look out! Duck!
But as a barometer, were there vandalism and destruction of property?
Well, yes.
Well, riots.
It's interesting. But the mayor of Portland last night got involved, and he was tear gassed by federal agents. Now the mayor there, he does not want the president to send in the feds.
Okay.
But the feds were sent in. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, Ted Wheeler is his name. He does not like Donald Trump. He does not like the president. He's a political lefty. But they are booing him. They are calling him names out there. I mean, they're not protesting in the streets of Portland, Oregon because they like the mayor. Much like in Seattle.
Wait, so you mean the protesters that he's protesting with are booing him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The exact same thing happened in Seattle, Coleman. That mayor was all for the protests and the takeover of those several blocks in Seattle. But those protesters, rioters, whatever you wanted to call them, they booed that mayor as well. You suck. So something similar is happening in Portland, Oregon, and last night it got out of control. Again, this has been going on now every night for almost 2 months straight. Now, these people in Portland, Oregon, they haven't taken over six or seven city blocks like the people in Seattle, Washington did. But they're just out there every night. They're protesting, and they're getting aggressive. Many would call it rioting as well. And it looks like maybe a couple of hours ago, It's coming to a head. The mayor there, by the way, is in charge of the police too. He's also the police chief in Portland, Oregon. It's just a It's a mess. Whenever people throw things that are actually on fire, whenever you see video of someone throwing something and whatever they just threw is on fire,
mm-hmm.
whatever's just leaving their hand is on fire, I think it has gone, it is transcended from protest to riot.
Right. I can agree with that. See, one part of me wants to say, how about we just let Trump say, all right, screw it. You're on your own. We're going to send our federal troops out. But then I have to think about the private citizens who do need protection because clearly the mayor isn't doing it. But a part of me is like, yeah, right. You feel like you can handle this. You don't want us to intervene. We'll be isolationists. Y'all settle it yourselves and just see what happens.
Well, they tried doing that in Seattle. Mm-hmm. But the problem was, Coleman, for the people that lived worked and the people that worked and had businesses in that area in those six or seven blocks, the chop zone or whatever they were calling it, the people that lived there and the people that had businesses there, they were not happy with what was happening there.
Right, and that's the only concern. But if it wasn't for that, yeah, go ahead and handle it yourself, Mayor. See what you got.
Yeah, let the protesters or rioters, whatever you want to call them, let them reign. Let them take over.
So if they've been having protests, quote unquote, every single night for at least 2 months, do they have jobs? Or like how does that work? Like clearly you can't go out every night and pay your bills unless they're funded by somebody else. I'm thinking about, do I have the time to do this? Do I have to wake up in the morning and go to work?
Nah.
Do I have stuff to do? Do I have bills to pay?
Well, it's interesting. The protests that have been going on every night in Portland, Oregon for almost every night for almost 2 months now. Last night it got really crazy. The mayor / police chief, same person in Portland, Ted Wheeler, he's no fan of Donald Trump. He wants to keep Donald Trump and the feds out of there. Yet Donald Trump says we got to take Portland back. The mayor says, no, you don't. Last night he went out there and a riot was officially declared in Portland last night after midnight. After their mayor, Ted Wheeler, he visited with the protesters and then he got booed. They were screaming at him to quit and resign. They gave him a list of demands and then he was tear gassed by federal agents. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens later on out in Portland, Oregon. Wild times, crazy times we're living in. But it's interesting. It's not even a fine line, the difference between protesting and rioting. It's not even a fine line. The line is pretty clear. When there's a big difference between when you're protesting and when you're rioting. And wild times going on right now out there in Portland, Oregon. We have a lot to do on the show this morning. So note, today is opening day in Major League Baseball, the abbreviated 60-game season. There's one team that has no stadium to play in. They have no home because their government said you're not allowed to play baseball here. So baseball starts tonight for every team, although one of those teams has no place to play. We'll explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And tonight is opening night for Major League Baseball. As we sit here on the 23rd day of July, Baseball is opening on July 23rd, obviously because of the whole coronavirus situation, and they're gonna try and play a 60 game regular season. So that's 102 less games than they normally play, and they're going to be playing in empty stadiums. All baseball teams except for one have an empty stadium to play in. There's one baseball team, as we start the shortened baseball season tonight, that has no home field. They have no place to play, and they still don't know what they're going to do. And I'm talking about the Toronto Blue Jays. Because of coronavirus, the government in Canada is not letting the Toronto Blue Jays play baseball games in their home stadium, the Rogers Center up there in Toronto, because they're not letting the border, the Canadian-American border is closed. They're not letting people through, and they're not going to let American baseball teams come into Toronto and play because of the coronavirus. They have it much more under control up in Canada than we have it under control here in the United States. So luckily, the Blue Jays are starting the season. Their first two series are on the road. So they don't have an official home game until next week. But they don't. They have no place to play those games. They don't know what they're going to do.
No one offered them a bubble like in Orlando, like what Orlando did with the NBA.
No one has offered Toronto Blue Jays any type of bubble, Coleman. There are no bubbles. Unlike the NBA, where all of the teams are at Disney World in a bubble. There are no bubbles in Major League Baseball. Every team is playing in their home stadium, their empty home stadium, except for the Toronto Blue Jays, because the Canadian government will not let the borders closed. They're not letting any American baseball teams come across their border to play ball there.
Well, we should donate our baby cake stadium to them.
Let them play here in New Orleans?
Yeah, why not? Right, the Toronto airline, and then... we can have some hotels for them because nobody's using the hotels. Like, just donate our little baby case deal.
Let's make a few phone calls.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Say, hey, Toronto Blue Jays, if you want to play your – so since it's a 60-game schedule, that means there will only be 30 home games.
Mm-hmm.
Let them play 30 games at the Shrine on Airline.
Yep. Why not?
Maybe we can – we'll work on that during the show. Maybe make some phone calls up to Toronto to see. What's interesting is there's a minor league stadium that their AAA team is in Buffalo, New York, which isn't far from Toronto. They don't want to play there, though. The field isn't as good.
Oh, so they're being picky now.
Yeah. They're being picky. But the latest there was they thought they were going to be able to share the baseball field in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Pirates, but the Toronto Blue Jays were just denied permission to play their quote unquote home games in Pittsburgh to share the field there with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So they've only got about a week now, not even a full week to figure out where they're going to play their home games. What it looks like might happen is all the games that were supposed to be played in Toronto, whichever games those were, whichever team was supposed to be playing in Toronto, just have those games against the Blue Jays in their home park.
That would make the most sense, right?
But that would mean Toronto Blue Jays have 60 road games this year. That would mean that they have absolutely zero home games, and boy.
well, in an atmosphere where there's no crowd anyway, they wouldn't have home field advantage, see? So it wouldn't make a difference, really.
Well, you shouldn't say no crowd, because some stadiums are putting cardboard cutouts of fans in seats. I've seen some of that going on.
Well, I can't blame Pittsburgh for their decision, because if they were to allow the Blue Jays, the Toronto's, to have home field, use their stadium as the home field, they'll have access to their locker rooms because they would have to be the home field. And they might find some stuff in a Pirates locker room that they could use against them. See?
Yeah. No, they so
like their cameras. Like, oh, that's the camera that they used to steal the signs. I don't know.
Well, they were. That was their hope to play their home games in Pittsburgh this abbreviated baseball season. But the Pittsburgh Pirates and Major League Baseball and the people of Pittsburgh and the authorities there said no.
No, you're not going to find that out, trade secrets.
Well, stay tuned to find out how this is going to end. Baseball starts tonight. Empty stadiums, and every team has an empty stadium to play in except the Toronto Blue Jays. They have no place to play, and I'm sure they're going to – they've got, again, a week, a little less than a week to figure out where they're gonna play their games.
All right, I'm ordering my cardboard cutout right now.
Stay tuned. But on ESPN tonight, the defending World Series champion, Washington Nationals, who had to get a special order for them to play their games in Washington, and that just happened. They're hosting the New York Yankees, and that game is on ESPN. And baseball starts tonight. Wild times we're living in. If you want to text us, what do you think should happen? I think unless anything happens over the next couple of days, every home game that was supposed to be in Toronto is going to be played at the stadium of the visiting team that was supposed to be playing in Toronto. I think that's what's going to happen. But if you have any ideas, what should they do? Text us at 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Let us know how you feel about this here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? Monica Lewinsky. Remember her? She's 47 years old today. Monica Lewinsky. She'll always be remembered as the White House intern. 47 years old, the White House intern is today. And it seems like only yesterday she was that fresh-faced White House intern underneath President Clinton's desk. Jeez. Happy birthday, Monica Lewinsky. That's something. Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And yesterday, right next to our radio station, we're downtown here in New Orleans. We're right next to the federal courthouse, the Hale Boggs, the federal building. And there were people who were lined up with their cars going around and around and around the federal building on Poydras Street yesterday.
NASCAR drivers?
No, they weren't NASCAR drivers, Coleman. They were people who were trying to send a message because in 1 week, it's the end of the extra $600 a week that people are getting on top of unemployment.
Cha-ching.
Ever since coronavirus started, many Americans lost their jobs and they're relying on unemployment. And if you remember, the federal government added an extra $600 a week to everybody's unemployment because most unemployment is in the $200 range, like $250 a week. And so they added an extra $600 a week. And that's been going on now for the last couple of months. Well, that comes to an end next week at the end of July.
Right.
And so there were tons of cars that were driving around the federal building on Poydras Street here yesterday telling the people that worked inside that federal building, this can't end. We're gonna lose our homes. We're gonna lose everything if this extra $600 a week on top of the regular unemployment if it goes away. So now they're scrambling in Washington D.C. to try to come up with some extension. And we've talked about this a couple of times. Obviously, people needed this because of coronavirus, but for many people in America, that extra $600 on top of the regular unemployment every week, That's more money than they made at their jobs. And we have seen over the last month or so that a bunch of people are not going back to their jobs because they don't make as much money at their jobs as they do for not working and collecting the extra $600 a week on top of the unemployment. So there's a problem here.
Yes, of course.
I think in Washington, they're going to come up with something. I don't know if they're going to extend the $600. I think they might take a couple of hundred off. I think you might see a $400 extension coming after July.
I would just say just open the economy. Let's just go to phase four. That would be the easiest solution because, first of all, the money's not coming from nowhere. And as long as businesses are closed, you know, governments aren't getting the proper local governments, state governments aren't getting the proper ad revenue to compensate the people that's using the federal. It's like it's one big circle financially. The money has to come from somewhere, but the money's not being made to come from somewhere because businesses and economy are shut down to like 50% capacity. So if we open everything up 100%, more people would be able to get jobs, and more, the economy would boom. Sure, we have to wear masks, but still, let's get this thing going.
If they're making us wear masks anyways,
yes.
Open up everything.
Just open up the
whole damn country. Everybody wears masks. Open up the whole damn country.
Open up the stadiums. Let concession stand workers come back to the dome. Let's tailgate. Let's open up bars.
I don't think you're going to be seeing that.
You're
not going to be seeing that. And we're not going to be seeing everything opened up and people wearing masks. I mean, if they're making us wear masks anyways, just open up everything. That's the way I look at it. But next week, there's going to be a big problem.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see a lot of people, they're saying they can't afford their rent. If they're renting, they can't afford their mortgage. If they own a home, we're going to see all kinds of big problems next week. But I just noticed yesterday there were people just outside the federal building begging the anybody who would listen who was inside or coming outside, whatever the case may be, please don't let this money go away. You have to extend the extra $600 a week. That can't continue. We cannot live in a society where people get paid more money not to work than they do to work. Our country doesn't work that way.
Yet they have the money to spend on gas to drive around in circles for a few hours.
Well, they have the money because they're still making that extra $600 on top of the regular unemployment check every week.
Yeah.
So I think what you're going to see in Washington, again, I think they're going to extend it, but I think they're going to take a couple of hundred off. I think they're going to go down to 400. But it's crazy. What do you think if you're listening right now? Do you think our government should keep this going? I mean, look, our government are the ones who shut down the country and put so many Americans out of work. So, yeah, it was up to them to help Americans get through this because they're the ones who shut everything down. But this can't last forever. This can't keep going on. What do you think should happen? Text us at 504-260-9595. If you give us a good text, keep it short and sweet. We'll add it to the show. We'll read it on the show.
I want to hear from somebody who needs it. You know, I want to hear from somebody who needs it and explain why. Wanted to text us.
Well, if you need it, it's probably because you lost your job and it hasn't reopened yet. But there are many people out there who are refusing to go back to work. Their jobs have reopened. And they're refusing to go back to work because they get paid more money not working with the Fed sending them the extra $600 a week on top of the regular unemployment. But that's coming to an end next week. This is going to be something. And we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'd love to hear from you if you're in a situation like this. Again, 260-9595, and don't text while you're driving. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. We were just talking about, we're right now, our radio station here, our studios are right next to the federal building here in New Orleans. And yesterday there were a bunch of cars. They were just going around the building, parked outside, and they were trying to bring attention to the fact that they need the federal money to keep coming, the extra $600 a week on top of the regular unemployment that's been going on since coronavirus hit. That ends next week, at the end of July. And a lot of people are saying that they're going to lose their houses. They're not going to be able to afford their rent. They're going to get kicked out of their homes. And they got to do something in Washington, D.C. And they're still talking about it. They're figuring out how they're going to extend this. And again, as things are slowly opening up, the government cannot be paying people more money to not work than to go back to work than they make at their jobs. And we're seeing that happening. Although there are still a lot of people, they don't have a job to go back to. This is a tough situation. And we asked you to text us at 260-9595. What do you think about this situation? And Coleman, you got a couple from each side of this argument.
Brandy says there are so many businesses right now begging for workers. You know, people aren't going back to work because it's easier for them to just sit at home and collect. She's a supervisor, and she has an employee that's not coming back to work because she has asthma, but is still eligible for unemployment. But to her, that's bull because she also has asthma. So we need to get back to normal lives.
All right.
Tony says, good morning, fellas. I've been laid off since April 1st, and I'm praying for the day when I get called back to go offshore. Trust me, I need the extra money. I'll lose my house and my truck. I'm one of the ones who won't go back to work.
See, that there is the perfect both sides of this situation. Obviously, if people are able to go back to work, they need to go back to work, even if they're not making as much money going back to work at their jobs as they are for not working with the extra $600 a week on top of the unemployment. And then you've got people like Tony right there. They don't have a job to go back to yet. You know, they're making us wear masks anyways. Just open everything up again. If we have to wear masks, open everything up again. This is a tough situation. Continue to text us if you'd like, but the feds are going to have to figure something out, and they're running out of time to do so. Our text 9 is 504-260-9595 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And I was going to do this story on our segment that we do around 8:35 every morning. We do our segment called The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning. This morning I had a lot to choose from. And that's still coming up at 8:35. I was going to do this there, but I wanted to bring it up now because it's more than just dumb. It's very interesting. This couple in England named their child Lucifer. And they just won a battle, a legal battle, to keep their child's name, Lucifer. This is a fascinating story. A couple have managed to name their son Lucifer despite opposition from a registrar who tried to stop them because obviously Lucifer is another name for Satan, the devil. The couple, Dan and Mandy Sheldon, they live in Derbyshire, England. They filed an official complaint after the registrar told them that their son would not succeed in life if his name was Lucifer. The couple went to register their four-month-old son last week after the council office opened after the coronavirus lockdown. So the question is, should these people be allowed to name their son Lucifer?
Yes, of course.
Coleman, there are countries that have lists that of names that you can and cannot name your child.
I'm aware of that.
Now, here in America, we're obviously not like that. But this again, these people live in England, and they obviously are not religious. So they don't believe in any of it. They don't believe in Satan. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in any of it. And they say they like the name Lucifer. They think it's a cute name. And they say Lucifer, if you're a non-believer, does have other meanings. And so, I mean, I feel bad for the kid.
Why?
Well, because he has to grow up with a name like Lucifer.
But is that the kid's fault or is that society's fault for judging him just because of what they name him? That's why I disagree with that whole thing. When they say we don't want this kid to be named this because he's going to have a hard time in life, well, that's society's fault. Society shouldn't judge this kid based on his name. They should judge him by his actions. He could be named Satan. As long as he's doing good things, who cares what his name is, as long as he's doing something positive, if he has good skills. So why should we judge this kid? We don't know what he's going to be like when he grows up, but we're already judging him based on what his parents named him, and I disagree with that completely. You should be able to have your name and just be judged by your actions, not what your name is. So that's a problem with society. If society doesn't like his name, that's society's fault.
Well, here in the United States, we see, especially in the year 2020, parents naming their kids a lot of crazy things.
Right.
I mean, Kanye West has just been in the news because he's having mental issues. He has mental health problems. But look at him and his wife, Kim Kardashian. Look what they're naming it. They got one kid named Northwest. They got another kid, I think, Southwest or East West.
I can't even pronounce Elon Musk's kid's name.
I mean, you start looking at the names that some of these people name their kids, and you kind of feel sorry for them, the kids at least, because they're the ones that have to grow up with these names. Meanwhile, their parents think that they're the coolest people in the world for naming these kids these ridiculous names, but the kids are the ones that have to grow up with these crazy names.
But once again, that the name of the kid shouldn't matter. Now, it's sad that we live in a society that does judge you based on your name. And plus, what if the couple in England were Satan worshippers? Now you're infringing on their religious beliefs. You know, a lot of Catholics south of the border in Mexico, Juarez, they like to name their child Jesus, you know, like Jesus, because they're deeply Catholic. They're allowed to name their kids after their religious deity. If these people were Satan worshippers and they say, hey, we want to name our kid Lucifer, and then they're like, no, you can't do it. Well, they're in another country, so I don't know what their religious freedoms are like, but dude, that just sucks.
Well, again, this is in England, and they went to register their child. The registrar there at the office said, you can't do that. And the registrar said, look, how is your kid going to get a job? You know,
being good at stuff.
Well,
that's why it should be. It doesn't matter if the kid is good at. So what? This kid can cure cancer, but you're not going to give him a job at a laboratory because his name is Lucifer? Come on, huh?
Well, again, the father, Dan Sheldon, said, we're not religious people. Lucifer in Greek means light bringer.
Right. That's absolutely correct.
And it also means morning.
Yep, morning star. That's what Lucifer literally translates to, son of the morning star.
And so they're battling, but there shouldn't be a law on what people can name their kids. Should
I agree with no. They should a parent should be able to name their child whatever they want. And the fact that society would judge a child based on his name is completely ludicrous to me.
If you're listening right now, what do you think? I mean, I feel bad for this kid that he's got to go through life with the name Lucifer.
I don't.
But
I think it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Text us. Do you think again, there are countries out there where there's lists of names that you can and cannot name your children. We obviously aren't one of those countries. England isn't one of those countries, but now there's a battle going on between this couple, the Sheldons in England, and their local registrar's office when they went to register their baby's name with the office over there.
Plus, if we are going to ban names, it should be really ridiculous names like Rusty.
We'll slow down, Colvin.
Wilmer, you know, like
you either Chad. Fred. I mean, you either can or you can't.
Right. I'm just saying, if we're going to go that route, you know, Karen, we don't need that no more. Right.
What do you think? Again, I feel bad for the kid. Colvin doesn't. But the government should not, especially here in the United States, the government should not be able to tell parents what they can and cannot name their kids. Or do you think they should? Text us, 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short and to the point. And if it's good, we'll read it on the show. Put either your first name or your initials at the end of your text. I'd like to hear what you have to think about this. Baby Lucifer.
Lucy.
How about that? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Talking Heads there. Their drummer, Chris Franz, just wrote a book, and he told a lot of very interesting stories in that book. I was reading some of it. Very interesting stuff if you're a fan of the Talking Heads. It says how out there, how unique David Byrne, Talking Heads frontman, is. So some great stories in that book. So we were just talking about how this couple in England making national headlines, international headlines, because they named their son Lucifer. They are not religious people, so they don't believe in God or Satan or anything like that. So they named their son Lucifer, and they were battling with their local registrar when they went to register his name there in England. And there are countries that have lists of names that you can and cannot name your kids. And I was asking you to text us. You know, this reminded me of a story I remember doing on the radio. This goes back about 10 years now. There was a couple in New Jersey that had their kids taken away from them because they named their kids Adolf Hitler and Aryan Nation because they were into all of that. And the state of New Jersey took their kids away from them. And look, I don't like those names, but I don't think the government should be able to take your kids away from you because they don't like what you name them. I feel sorry for the kids that they got stuck with those names, just like baby Lucifer over here in England. And we asked you to text us what you think of the baby Lucifer.
Larry says, ask a man named Sue.
A boy named Sue. Johnny Cash.
Billy says, yes, you should be able to name your kid whatever you want. It's their right. Plus, if you watch the show Supernatural, it makes you think twice about this whole devil and God stuff. Mm-hmm. Big Charlie says, I think you should name your kid whatever you want. This is a free country. It's because of religious nuts they won't let their kids name Lucifer. Don't name your kid Rusty Nail. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we appreciate it. But yeah, I think look, here in America, you should be able to name your kid whatever you want. I feel sorry for the kid. And you look at especially celebrities, what some of these people are naming their kids. And I remember talking about that story in New Jersey. Look, I feel bad for those kids that their parents are they think Hitler's great, and they name their kids after him, and even after his henchmen as well. I think they named one of them Mengele. They named another one Goebbels, whatever. But the state came in and took the kids away. Isn't that something? Fascinating stuff here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And I'm excited because tonight, baseball season starts. the abbreviated 60-game season. For the first time ever, the Major League Baseball season is starting on July 23rd. And they're going to play only because of coronavirus. Obviously, they're going to have a 60-game regular season. So that's 102 games short of what they normally have. And if you're just joining us, earlier in the show, we were talking about how all the games are going to be in empty stadiums. But there's one team that has no place to play. And that's the Toronto Blue Jays, because the Canadian government doesn't want, because the border, the Canadian-American border is closed right now because of coronavirus, and they don't want us Americans going into Canada spreading the coronavirus, because they're doing a better job of containing it than we are right now. And so their baseball team, the Toronto Blue Jays, has no place to play games. They're still looking, even though the baseball season's starting tonight. And Coleman and I were talking earlier. We're making some phone calls up there. We're trying to make the Shrine on Airline available for the Toronto Blue Jays. Wouldn't that be cool? Get 30 home games this year because it's only a 60-game season. But wouldn't it be cool to see 30 Major League Baseball games at the former Zephyr Stadium?
It would be cool, but the Toronto seems to be very, very picky. They have to have a grass guy come look at the grass and the dirt and look at the lighting and all that. Kind of picky.
Yeah, but they're looking for a place to play. We're calling up to Toronto, we're trying to get permission to offer up the Shrine on Airline for the Blue Jays to play 30 Major League Baseball games here this year. I don't know if we're going to have any luck with that, but we're trying. And we're a week away from the NBA restarting their season. They're going to play about 8 games. And then they're going to start their playoffs. They're going to try to finish their season. They are doing it in a bubble in Orlando, Florida at Disney World. And the Pelicans have a shot. They were playing some good ball before coronavirus. Although Zion Williamson has left the bubble because he had a family medical emergency. We need Zion back in the bubble. Please come back to the bubble, Zion. Please come back to the bubble. Hopefully Zion will, and he's been, by the way, he's been testing for coronavirus every day outside the bubble, and every day he's been negative. So hopefully that'll keep up, because he's something to watch. He's that special, and we need Zion to get back into the bubble. Please go back to the bubble, Zion. Please go back to the bubble. Well, anyways, I was just reading how there's already an unwritten, unspoken code going on with the NBA players down on that bubble in Orlando, Coleman.
Okay, a secret spy code?
No, because some of them want to sneak women in there, because they, you know, they're some of them, they don't have their girlfriends, they don't have whatever the case may be. Some of them are single, and they want to be able to sneak women into the bubble. And from what I've been reading and what I understand, NBA players have an unspoken code preventing snitching from when they sneak women into the bubble down there.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Yeah, they're isolated, the NBA players, obviously in this bubble. And they're isolated from the outside world. And some of these guys, they need some action.
Yeah.
So from what I've been reading, some of these guys are sneaking women into the bubble. And if other guys see them, you know, it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Boom shakalaka!
There's an unspoken, no snitching.
All right, so are they not snitching because they're extramarital affairs, or are they not snitching because they have to go through the whole coronavirus testing deal, or is it both?
I think all of the above. But I know for a fact that, you know, some of these NBA players aren't liking some of these rules down there in the bubble.
You're getting paid, though, you know?
You know, you would think living in a bubble would be pretty fun. You know, nothing can get to you if you're in this bubble, you know, including coronavirus and attractive women.
One of the, I forget his name, one of them's from Iran. He says it's like a resort out there compared to the country that he came from, one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Drops it through the pantyhose for two, nylon for two.
You know, I talked to Kat, who's the program director of this radio station. Oh, I said, Kat, could you put us in a bubble? You know, just protect us from coronavirus. She said, we don't have the money to do that.
Blah, 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 blah. No bubble. Can't afford a bubble.
So anyways, it's exciting that sports is restarting.
And it's exciting that women again snuck into the bubble.
Yeah. And I wonder if...
Who snitched? It was that Instagram model, right? She was the one that got on Instagram. So you got to watch her.
Which one?
The woman that decoded the messages, the Instagram model that says, what's her name on that story?
Oh, yeah. Her name is Paige.
Yeah, Paige snitched, man.
Paige Spiranak. She's the one who's been saying that there is an unspoken code when it comes to women in this bubble.
She's not allowed in the bubble no more because she's going to go out and tell the outside world what the secret code is. We can't have her going back into the bubble, being a group.
She may be one of the women who are
in the
bubble.
That's how she knows about the code. Of course she is. Look at her.
I know,
she's
hot.
She would definitely be invited to the bubble if she wasn't such a snitch.
Yeah. So, and she's like a golfer / model. And I guess she's been covering some of this stuff, but who knows? She's made a couple of rooms inside the bubble. We don't know.
Hey, when you was in school, did you sneak women into your dorm rooms?
In college, we didn't have to sneak women into the dorm rooms. The women could walk through.
All right.
We had it on campus, though. We had to sneak beer and booze and alcohol into the dorm rooms, but the women could just walk in through the front door and then walk right out through the same front door as well.
Cool.
In the good old days. Well, you're bringing back some memories, Coleman. Here on Bayou 95.7. I'm just so excited that sports is starting again. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Dennis Rodman, we were just talking about the NBA, the bubble. Dennis Rodman's father died last week. And his name, I swear, his name was Philander Rodman. That was his name, Philander Rodman. He died last week at the age of 79. Philander Rodman had 29 children with 16 different women. He was like a one-man NBA team. So if you're ever wondering why Dennis Rodman is the way he is, well, that's R.I.P. Old man Rodman, Philander Rodman.
You could say he was a philanthropist when it comes down to sharing his wealth with people.
How about that? But that was his name, Philander Rodman. Do you realize one of the greatest albums, rock albums ever? Arguably, some say the greatest rock album ever. It's in the top five. It's 40 years old right now. AC/DC's Back in Black. It's its 40th anniversary. And that's where you'll find this song. Here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Have you noticed that change, and I'm talking about quarters and dimes and nickels, and change is hard to find lately here in the United States? Have you noticed that? Do you wonder why coins are hard to find during the coronavirus pandemic? And I got to be honest with you, I have the answer right here. But I've got a lot of Facebook friends, and some of them are conspiracy theorists. And some of the stories that I'm hearing from some of these conspiracy theorists are incredible. And they're linking everything together. Why some businesses don't have change right now? They're linking that to the coronavirus. They're linking that to the racial tension we have in America after the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're even linking that to Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash, saying that Kobe Bryant was doing business with China and he was about to expose the Hollywood pedophiles. And they're linking all of this together, like all of it together.
That's what they're good at. Conspiracy theorists.
But anyways, getting back to the first thing I brought up, Why are coins so hard to find during the pandemic? Why are some businesses saying we don't have change? If you're paying in cash, we don't have enough coins to give you change. Well, the Federal Reserve has seen a significant decline of coins in circulation because businesses have either closed or they're not accepting cash.
Makes sense.
That's why. You know, there are some people who really want a cashless society. But then there are, and you could call them conspiracy theorists, who say, yeah, but if we have a cashless society, then, quote unquote, they will be able to trace everything we buy.
That's true, though. That's not a conspiracy. Like with Apple Pay and all that, the less cash you use, whether you're using a credit card, you can be traced.
That is true. Although, I wouldn't mind seeing a mostly cashless society, because I got to be honest with you. I can't tell you the last time I paid with cash with anything.
All I use is cash. I have a prepaid card, but I only use that to pay something online.
See, like we're the opposite that way.
Yeah, everything else is, I use straight cash. I like it. It's more convenient.
Really? What's more convenient than a debit card?
Have you ever tried to pay for something when a debit card machine is broke? Have you ever tried
whose debit card machine is broke?
If I go to like a Walmart or something, the thing broke. And if I hit, take my cash.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
Have you ever lost, like, your card ever bent or the little magnetic strip got broken? Has somebody ever stuck your card in the ATM machine and they got one of those scammers that steal your little credit card? Have you ever tried to tip a stripper with a card?
Well, that's a different. That's why I said a mostly cash society, a cashless society. Look, I don't want to see us go completely cashless. Right. We should have the option to pay in cash for anything if we want. That should definitely be our option.
Yeah.
But the reason why, I just told you, the reason why there's a coin shortage right now, it's just because many businesses have either closed or they're not accepting cash. But it's so much easier for me just to, no matter where you go, just whip out the card and swipe it. I mean, I can't believe you don't think that's easier, Coleman.
Well, yesterday I had to put air in my back tire because my tire was a little bit low, and it felt better just putting a quarter in there instead of having to take my card and swipe it and put in a code just to put air in my tire. You know, put a pin number in it. Just put some quarters in the machine, the thing starts going, and I put air in my tire.
Okay, there are some things. Cash is probably better for tipping strippers and putting air in your tires.
Right.
But for most purchases, you would just think swiping a debit card.
Oh, I get it. I don't make big purchases. That's what it is. I'm broke. So most of the stuff I buy is under $5, and I don't swipe my card for $5.
Well, look, I don't mind a mostly cashless society, but we should always have the option to pay cash if we want to. We should never lose that option. Absolutely not. But watching some of these people, Coleman, some of my Facebook friends, with some of these theories, and they send me these videos, and they're trying to connect everything that's going on right now, and it all has to do with the same thing, how people are trying to take us down, and they want the United States to be just like every other country. They want a globalist society and that kind of thing, and I don't battle with anybody on Facebook. Maybe when I first got onto Facebook, if some people, when we talked about stuff that we talked about on the show, I'd go back and forth for a minute or two, but then I'd realize, what the hell am I doing here? But I've noticed there's a lot of people, that's all they do on Facebook.
They can't help themselves. We were talking about this yesterday, how it's so hard for some people on Facebook to see something they disagree with and just keep scrolling. It's so easy to do, but they just can't help themselves. They have this impulse to just respond or comment to something. They can't do it. They can't help themselves.
And we work with someone who set up a jar. Yeah. And we told her, every time you fight on Facebook, you got to put money in the jar.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and she said, there's already money in that jar.
$1 million.
But so many people fight on Facebook. Coleman, that's why we did our last Ask Clown song. That's the official band of the John Osterlin Show. We do song parodies. That's why we did this last Ask Clown song, Facebook Fighting, here on Bayou 95.7.
I'm logging on to Facebook.
and I'm on the lookout.
Look out!
Whoa, ho, ho, ho!
Everybody's Facebook fighting. Fingers as fast as lightning. And it's never very frightening. Cause they only battle while typing. If I don't like what you say, I will block your ass today. Got 8 likes on my last post, so that means I know the most. If you don't agree with me, I'll unfriend you so easy. I'm on my soapbox all the time, because I'm trying to change your mind. Everybody was Facebook fighting.
Hey man, go f*** yourself, you don't know what you're talking about.
Fingers as fast as lightning.
Where'd you get your f***ing information from?
And it's never very frightening.
If you believe that, just unfriend me.
Cause they only battle while they're typing.
You know what, you piece of f***? You're blocked.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Did you see where scientists have discovered a ring of fire on Venus? That's so cool. And that's highly preferable to a ring of fire on Uranus. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And it has to do with a guy stealing something that his friend would... all of his friends would give him a lot of crap for stealing. Wait to hear this story coming up next. I'm Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And sometimes it's the dumbest thing I saw all morning. And that's the case here. Man steals 3-foot dildo.
Ew!
It's caught on video. By the way, I'm really not 100% comfortable saying that word on the show here.
Man stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know what else to, I didn't know what else to call it. Sex rocket?
Johnson.
Selfie stick? Anyways, this happened in Las Vegas. A guy's walking down the street. He walks into Deja Vu Love Boutique in Las Vegas. And then you see him, it's on video, we're going to get this, we're in the process of trying to clean this up a little bit and put it with a picture on our website. I had to run a couple of things by our upper management here to see if I'm allowed to, what I can put here on the website. But then you see the guy take the 3-foot sex
really?
Toy. Yeah. And he just puts it over his shoulder, and he walks down the street with it.
What do you suppose he's going to do with it, John?
It's a hell of a question, Coleman.
Yo,
the thing has to weigh at least 40 pounds.
Penis.
And the guy picks it up with no problem. Again, it's 3 foot tall. It's taller than many dwarves.
For him to go there and just take it so casually, he's been eyeing that thing for a while. I think he had it planned. Like, one day, I'm just going to go ahead and take that sex rocket and just bring it on.
Yeah, give me about 2 minutes, and I'm going to get this video up on the website at bayou957.com. I'm just trying to clean up a couple of things here so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah, most men take about 2 minutes. They just don't, you know.
But this guy's on video, Coleman. And that thing evidently, by the way, I guess it's called Moby.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Okay, I can use that picture then. All right. Anyways, I guess it costs $1,200 retail. So
really?
that's a felony.
Wow. I think with the craftsmanship, it should be more expensive than that. It's like a work of art. Only 1,200?
I want to know, what woman? I mean, this is 3 foot tall. It weighs 40 pounds. I want to, my God. And I do want to know where this guy is going with it. And this guy is on videotape stealing this thing. So anyways, like I said, just give me another 2 minutes here. And then we're gonna get it up on the website, and then we'll put it on the Bayou Facebook page as well.
He had to walk around in public with that thing. That means he brought it, like he didn't have a bag to put over it. It doesn't look like it could fit in the trunk of his car, or maybe he had a flatbed truck. Like, you can't just drive around and not be noticed with that. It's on your person.
Yeah, he just picked it up and threw it over his shoulders. 3 feet long, 40 pounds.
I can't even walk around the street with my package without being noticed and people stopping like, whoa, what you got there?
Ah, come on, Coleman, you wish you were that. Anyways, the guy who's on video stealing a 3 foot, 40 pound dildo is the dumbest thing I saw all morning. Coming up next, I don't know if you've heard this song yet, but a song has just been released by the Rolling Stones with Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, playing guitar on it. It was recorded in 1974. That was the height of both of those bands' creativity. 1974. We'll play it for you coming up. Stay with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. That's pretty damn cool right there. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. That's a just released song. It's the Rolling Stones with Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin playing guitar. Scarlet, recorded in 1974. And if you think 1974 Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, that's the height of the greatest time for both of those bands. That's the height of their creativity. That's the peak of their greatness. Both of those bands, 1974. I mean, right there. It's a pretty cool song. And they just found that, and they released it. I guess the Stones are going to put that on their anniversary for the Goat's Head Soup CD. Pretty cool stuff right there. Anyways, we've got the video up on our website now for you. If you want to see the video of the dumbest thing I saw all morning, the man in broad daylight in Las Vegas stealing a 3 foot dildo. It's 40 pounds, 3 feet, and it retails at $1,200. It's a $1,200 love stick. I don't know what else are you going to call it. But anyways, if you want to see that video, it's on our website now at Bayou957.com. It's our commercial free ride right now. We're in it here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.